what's up? I can barely even do this job for the stories, secrets, and oh boy, the shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, even though I sound like the last bit of air for it, given its little final gasp as all the air is coming out of a balloon. I obviously lost my voice, as many of you know. I screamed too loud and too long for the Muppets coaster and the Electric Mayhem and literally seeing Kermit the Frog in person for the first time. My body couldn't take it, and even though many days have passed, I got nothing left in the old vocal cords. I'ma be taking a straight shot back to the ENT. I'm sure she's real sick of me, but that's what we're gonna do. So today's episode is going to be just a little guy. Just a little guy, because I have so many things I want to tell you and I physically cannot say them out loud. It's so frustrating right now. So we'll be back next week with a full recap. I'm so sorry this happened. I don't want to be without a voice either. But we do still have, shockingly, a very special episode for you this week, because we have my interview with the Electric Mayhem. This is the second time. Sorry, my voice. Oh boy. This is the second time, a little better, the Electric Mayhem have been on the podcast. I am thrilled about that, and I got to see them in person, and it ended me. Okay, my throat hurts. I love you. I will see you next week. Goodbye. I mean, stay tuned for the interview. Be right back. You get it.
Welcome home. Are you a little sad to be off the Disney Adventure? Because it looked amazing.
I was back to back, and it's the first time I ever thought I need to do back to back to back and possibly to back.
Wait, you did two of them?
We did. We did a 3-day and then the 4-day, because again, Adventure, huge ship, absolutely amazing, tons of stuff to do on board, all the characters and the shopping and just how big it is and the shows. Oh my gosh. I think I actually experienced the best dinner show I have ever seen on Disney Cruise Line, Hollywood Spotlight. It's set up like old 30s, 40s glam inside.
No!
And they have musicians, and then the characters come in. And then they go to tables.
So multiple characters?
Multiple characters.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you made it back and that you are at least awake enough to tell us about these major discounts, because I saw the news before we talked, and I couldn't wait to talk to you. Tell us everything about these Disney Cruise Line discounts.
Yeah, do you remember the last discount that came out? And I said, they've never done this before, and it's one of the best deals ever. Now we have kids sale 50% off the voyage fare. If you book by June 14th, so it's you got some time here, you get 50% off the voyage fare for up to 3 kids, ages, you know, because normally it's you know, 3 to 9. This is up to age 17 on select sailings with the purchase of 2 full fare guests in the same cabin. So if you have 2 adults that are paying full fare, you get up to 3 kids at 50% off. And that's available on select sailings and ships from October 1st, 26th to March 27th, 2027. I've seen them available on every ship except for the Adventure. There's not a better time to sail with DCL, especially because they are still running. All right, for those of us who don't have kids, they're still running that 25% off voyage fare for select sailings between April 2026 now and July. But you get that 25 or 20% off and up to 250 onboard credit at the same time. So if you've ever wanted to do a Disney cruise, now's the time to do it. And there's also, outside of these offers, you can find really great savings on sailings from San Diego and even Alaska. So if you were ever interested in doing Alaska and it's not part of these offers, they are still lower than they've ever been before.
Wow. Wow. And remember, crazy. Reaching out to Mouse Fan Travel is the best way to book this, because I say that as somebody who books cruises with Mouse Fan Travel, because parsing through these on your own is so annoying. You do not want to do it. Trust me. And so to have a professional who can really tell you which deal is best for you and how to save the most money is so helpful. And it costs you nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Thank you so much, Becky. I can't wait to hear what other deals you have later on in the show.
It's so great to see you. Thank you for taking time out to chat with me. You must be so busy. Yes, a little busy, busy.
Mm-hmm. Always time for Carly.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God, this is a dream. Now, I got to ask, what is your pre-show routine?
Oh, well, you know, being a musician, I tune up my bass. And then I got to take Animal for a walk. And then what's the last thing? Oh, I got to make sure that Zoot is awake.
Oh, yeah. And I like to center myself with some meditation.
Oh.
And I'm centered.
There we go.
There we go.
Pretty easy peasy to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Disney song?
I dig the Bare Necessities, and You're a Fool Not To. It's a great song.
Yeah, and my favorite will always be The Colors of the Wind by Pocahontas.
Mm.
Oh, it's such a beautiful reminder of how we're all connected, you know, sharing the planet, and that if you look really, really hard, you can see the wind that has colors. Look. They're the colors now.
What?
You okay?
No, I'm good. What? What did I miss?
Just my beautiful answer.
But
next question.
You want to do it again? No. Yeah. Oh, all right.
We can move on.
Okay.
Moving on. I'll let you in the interview. No problem. Okay. Important question for you both.
Mm-hmm.
If you could go on tour with any global superstar, who would you choose?
Oh, well. I've been there and done that, Carly.
What? Which superstars have you been on tour with?
All of them.
What?
Yeah, I astral project myself on stage. Yeah, they don't know that I was on tour, but I do.
Mm-hmm. I got nothing to say to that. Okay.
I was waiting to see if you also did it.
No. I don't do that kind of thing. Yep. But I respect that you do.
Thank you.
You know.
Could you both tell me a bit about your songwriting process?
Process. For the songwriting.
I
had like no idea that there was a songwriting process.
No, we need it. No. We don't let a process dictate how we write music. You know, we kind of let it come to us naturally, don't we?
Oh, for sure. You know, organic music is way healthier for you than processed music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just very jazz of you.
Mm.
Thank you.
Last but not least,
mm-hmm.
What is your dream venue to play a concert at?
Dream venue. Let's see. Now we played the Hollywood Bowl,
mm-hmm.
Outside Lands, and O2 Arena in London. Yeah. And, now we got the Rock and Roller Coaster at Walt Disney World. I would say that my dream venue, the moon.
Oh,
so, yeah. You know why? Because we've already hit all the best ones here on Earth. So come on, you know, let's do it. Let's go to the moon. What about you, Janice?
Good one. The middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Oh.
Yeah, with no land in sight. And once I'm there, I'll play a magical concert just for the whales and the dolphins.
You're one
they
of
deserve it.
They've
never been to a concert before.
No, you're right. I never even thought about that ever once. Never.
Yeah.
So kind of you to bring music to them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys so much. This was the honor of a lifetime. I've interviewed many musicians, but you two are at the
And
top.
We are two of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you bet.
Carly.
Thank you.
That's our show. I'm so sorry you have to listen to me sounding like this. It's truly horrible. Thank you to our special guests, the Muppets. Like, literally, what? How? What? How? Oh my God, my voice. I will yell about this more when I'm able to yell again. You can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts. Rate and follow us on Spotify. Give us a call at 747-CHURROS. One day I will respond to them when I can speak. Book your trips with MEI Mouse Fan Travel. MouseFanTravel.com/amusing. I saw Becky in Florida. It was awesome. We love Becky. Have them plan your trips. You won't regret it. Follow me at Carly Wiesel. Join the Vomely. Subscribe to my Instagram. I'm going to go take a lozenge. Thank you all so much for listening. I can't wait to talk again and tell you everything. It's going to be like a 10-hour episode. See you real soon. Thank you for your patience. I love you. Bye.
Honey, it's Mom. Okay, gap session is a lot of fun, but today I can only talk about one thing, or should I say, one very special person to me. Let's start at the beginning. You met John Stamos while sitting next to him on a plane. Instant friends, his wife followed you, you knew the same people, you had him on your very amusing podcast for 2 episodes. It was truly amazing. He mentioned my name and I almost died. Whoever doesn't know this, he is my only crush. So a couple of years ago, Carly arranged for me to meet him, I think it was at Epcot, and take pictures. I was so excited to go backstage, you can't even believe it. So we just got back from Disney World a day ago. I had no idea that John Stamos would be there and at a private party with us, playing in the band with the Muppets, the Electric Mayhem Band. Earlier in the day of the party, I had no clue, believe me, I swear, no clue that I would see him, nothing. And we were watching a screen at one of the things that Carly was at, and there was a screen of the Electric Mayhem Band playing, and there was like a split glimpse second of John Stamos. And I'm like, Carly, was that John Stamos? And Carly says, yeah, it was John Stamos. It was so fast, it was like a flash of light. Anyway, we went about our day. I didn't think anything of it. Got dressed. We were going to this VIP something. It was through work. And Carly shows me her phone and says, press here. Now, I'm already dressed, ready to go. And I look, and it's a video. It was John Stamos and Carly. I was out of my mind. Out of my mind. He's like, Audrey, hi. Hi, Mom. Hope you're coming tonight. Hope to see you. I'm like, he is my boyfriend in my head, okay? So I was so excited. I went full-blown crazy. I started crying. I was shaking, and I did an ugly cry, but thank God Carly only put the minor ugly cry. It was much worse. Okay. So here we go. We get to this party. Pearl is getting her face painted, so I'm videotaping, and everybody's hot. It was a very warm day, so I went to go get some water. As I'm going to get water, I spot John Stamos. I thought I was dying, okay? He was with his bodyguard, and the bodyguard was looking at me like, don't even bother, because nobody was going up to him. But he was getting ready to go on stage with the band, the Mayhem Band. So I didn't care. I went right up to him, and I saw the bodyguard, and I'm like, thank you, John, so much for my video today. I'm Carly's mom. And then he goes, hi, come here. And we took pictures together. We talked. And when I was done, I sprinted. I could have been in a race and won. I sprinted with my phone up in the air screaming, John Stamos, John Stamos. And I got to Carly. She goes, where is he? Nobody could see him. I said, I found him, okay? Then we all went back and took a family photo. I talked to him for a few minutes. It was so wonderful. I love him. He is back in my voicemail. So thank you, Carly, for making this happen, not once, but twice. Three times is a charm. I love you, Carly. I love you, Pearl. I love you, John Stamos.